And now, Two Guys and a Grill, the barbecue show with Stunt and Jake.
It's the barbecue show with Stunt and Jake. Thanks for joining us for another rousing episode of barbecue, fire, tasty goodness, and entertaining fun.
I'm ready to go.
That sums up the whole show, I think.
I mean, that's actually what our bio should say on social media now.
I don't know if I can repeat it.
I'll just take the audio from this in the past.
Barbecue, smoky, tasty, goodness, and delicious entertainment.
You ruined it. You ruined it all.
I don't know why you don't find a better partner, but neither one of us has hope. We're destined to be together.
This is us.
This is us. Hey, anyway, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. Special guest today. We've been guest intensive lately, and I absolutely love it.
I love some of the people we've had on the show to talk. I mean, including all the barbecue, like shops. Next week, we have somebody from Minnesota Beef Council. I'm super excited to hear him talk about just the industry itself and all the things going on there. So I agree. And today is going to be no
because
different.
May
is beef month. That's correct.
Enough said. It's just the best. Not, listen, pig, you're delicious, but 1 month we're going to take and cut out some beef. That's just how it is. And so who's our guest today?
Today we're going to talk with Craig and John with Minnesota Beef, that's about to say Minnesota Beef Council, Minnesota Barbecue Society.
Yeah.
Talk about their event coming up in a few weeks called Minnesota May.
That's right. That's right. That's going to be a pretty cool event. It's Mother's Day weekend.
This week is?
No. Minnesota in May.
Oh, Minnesota in May.
10-11. You know,
that's fine.
Yeah. The competition's on the 11th. The fun part's on the 10th, which is Friday night, which is cool. Because I was torn. I was just thinking, I really want to go to the thing. Maybe I'll go Friday for a little while in St. Peter. And then when I leave there, I'll just continue north right to the lake.
Oh, there you go.
Because it's fishing opener, right?
It's also fishing opener, yeah.
Get some fishing in. And then I was informed today, Saturday, 3 dance recital performances.
Oh,
I said, they know it's fishing opener weekend, right? And then my wife's response was, you realize that's Mother's Day weekend as well. I go, yeah, which always happens on fishing opener. So that we're used to.
Yeah. But you're used to being stepped aside for that.
But the dance thing, we got to talk. Come on, Spotlight. We got to talk. We got to talk about this. Anyway, I'm a good dad. I'll be there watching dance. And then here's what I said. I go, she says, 11:30, 3, or 6:30. I said 11:30, then I can slide home and put something on the smoker.
Perfect. There you go.
I like it.
Anything. So you only have to go to one of them. That's not bad.
Right, right. But, you know, if you want to see all the dances, you got to go to all 3. I don't think I'm coming down with something.
Oh, no.
I don't think I can make it to all 3.
This is for 2 weeks ahead, so I don't think you don't come down with it now.
Father of the year right here. I'm going to Nationals this year, so let's. I digress. Let's talk barbecue. What have you been doing lately?
Well, we made some delicious pork chops last week.
Yeah. That's funny, because I did pork chops, too, the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, weird.
I did a new seasoning from Grumpy Old Man Cave, Hoofta seasoning.
Hoofta.
And it was terrific on the pork chops. It really was.
That's awesome. And it's not a beefy thing. It's more of a pork, or is it just, would you say, more generic?
How about steak and chop?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'd probably say. It's more like, you know, some of those seasonings you've tried.
Well, and I think with chops, with pork chops especially, you can cross over pretty easily from steak to chop, which is, you see that a lot with seasonings called steak and chop or whatever. You know, it's funny because I did 2 different types. We always do a Greek seasoning.
On your pork chops. Really?
Yeah, and I don't know, it just works. It just works. And it literally is, it comes out with the pork chops to the patio. It's called Greek seasoning. And I just hammer it on there.
Throw it on.
And then I use some wood-fired garlic seasoning on the, pork loins that were sent out also. Yeah, for some reason there was these 2 beautiful pork chops and then 3 boneless pork chops, which is like calling them boneless wings. It's no such thing. They're nuggets.
So angry.
These are pork loins. I remember when we asked, what's her name, Pam, from the pork council producers, I said, there's no such thing as a boneless pork chop, right? And she's like, no, technically there is. And then we asked her to leave. Well, I asked her to leave. You said she could stay. Weird. Funny how that works.
Well, she just didn't want to take a stance on either side of that fence.
I guess not. That's just how that rolls. But I am excited because beef month is right around the corner, and we always love pork month. And pork chops, a nice change of pace once in a while.
Yeah,
especially when you do them right.
I feel like growing up, we did pork chops a lot more than I've been doing. So I need to do more. As a kid, I think we had pork chops a lot.
I think because back in the day, pork chops were cheaper than they are now.
Well, that's part of it, probably.
And they were especially compared to steak.
Yeah.
And money was more important back then.
Nah, doesn't matter.
Nowadays, we just waste it.
Throw it away into the grill. That's what we do.
Just waste it all. Anyway, let's, excuse me, we'll talk Minnesota in May, which is coming up next weekend. Not this weekend. Two weekends from today. Because we've got Star Wars weekend.
That's right.
And then we've got Minnesota in May.
May 10th.
Let's talk about that. It's Craig.
And John.
And John. Yeah, we'll do that when we return right here on The Barbecue Show.
Stick around for more of The Barbecue Show right after this. Back to The Barbecue Show with Stunt and Jake.
Welcome back. The Barbecue Show with Stunt and Jake. And Stunt, my favorite part of the show every time is every week is when we have guests, a couple guests in studio. We're going to talk, I always say the name wrong, barbecue, what is it? It's Minnesota in May.
Minnesota in May with the barbecue Minnesota Barbecue Society.
Right, so, right. Yeah. And I always wanted to do that. So John and Greg are with us. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Even the studio fish is clapping.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Somebody's going to buy us a fish. You keep making that joke.
I know. We need a
anyway. No, we don't.
Let's move on. No one will take care of the damn thing, and we'll eat it. We'll fry it up.
Oh, one night. Goldie.
Anyway, let's keep moving forward. So Minnesota in May with the Barbecue Society, kind of a weird deal. Why don't they call it something about barbecue? Guys, anything?
Well, I don't have a good answer for that. I think the whole name is Minnesota in May Barbecue Competition, but nobody calls it that because it's too many words.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. That's for sure.
We just shortened it up.
We're about efficiency.
Well, it is the 25th annual, though, so you've been doing whatever you've been doing has been doing right.
Right, right.
Whatever you're calling it, it's caught on.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I'm the only one.
And where the name came from is... It started out in May. It's the second weekend, and it was the first contest in Minnesota for years. And it was one of the first in the upper Midwest. And so that was how Minnesota in May came out. It was always the second weekend in May. Same weekend. They keep moving Memphis and May back and forth, but that's how we wanted to beat Memphis in May, so we were trying to do that originally.
Brilliant. And you guys used to be on the Minnesota Barbecue Society, correct?
Correct.
And now you guys are just helping out with the media and stuff and helping to get this whole event going, though.
Yep.
So let's start there. Let's talk a little bit about the event first, then I want to get kind of your guys' history. So give us a quick overview, like the elevator pitch, if you will, on Minnesota in May.
Sure. This year, as you mentioned, it's our 25th anniversary of the barbecue competition. It's currently the largest competition in the state of Minnesota. We've got 100 teams coming in.
Wow.
We've got 9 states represented, 2 countries. We have a team from Canada coming down.
That counts.
It counts, absolutely. We've got judges coming in from all over the place. Tennessee, Canada, I think we've got judges coming in from.
And judging KCBS style?
KCBS judging, yeah. Okay. All certified judges.
Nice.
So basically what it boils down to is these teams get together on Saturday. We've got 2 divisions. We've got a backyard division, a master's division. Difference is backyard typically cooks 2 proteins. Mm-hmm. They're going to cook chicken and ribs. Masters cook 4: chicken, ribs, pork, brisket.
Wow.
So that's really the big difference between them. This year, we've added something new to the backyard, and that is a pork ancillary. Okay. So they are going to cook a 3rd category if they want. And that is from a partnership with U.S. Soy. And KCBS.
Okay.
They're doing a soy combine award, they call it. So what they're doing is between the teams that cook the chicken, ribs, and pork, they take the combined score of those 3 and award trophies and prizes to the top 3 cooks.
Okay.
So it's kind of a side prize.
Like a whole other deal.
Yeah, it's like a whole other contest inside our contest.
We talked to the competition team.
Are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking? What does soy sauce have to do with barbecue? Weird. Anyway.
No, but really, it's soy is involved because of one, Minnesota and the farmers here with all the soy and everything they do, and the amount of soy that's in the feed for the chickens, the pigs, the cows, that sort of thing.
Right.
So it's just kind of a marriage.
It's a really
coming together.
It's a no brainer. Yeah. I mean, excuse me, when you think about it, it just kind of goes hand in hand. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that becoming more and more popular with the backyard style as the ancillary events? Have you seen that a lot competition-wise, or is that just kind of a thing here and there?
Well, no, ancillary categories have been around for a long time, and it's sure. not just pork, it's desserts, it's number of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's what I'm
and,
curious, I guess.
And are you starting to see it? Most of the teams just want to stick to their main categories, the meat, and, but you are seeing it at the larger contests,
okay.
like the World Foods, Kansas City Royal and all that. You definitely see a lot of ancillary categories.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's adding cool. a little more challenge to it, I feel like, because obviously you have what you want to cook or what you're getting good at cooking and you want to have, but then you're also saying, okay, now I have to worry about this as well, so it adds a little bit of a wrench to their planning, maybe. But then it's kind of, I think it's fun to have something else to make that might be a little different, it's, obscure.
It's also a really good place to add creativity.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times with competition meets, you've got your plan and you stick to your program and you turn it in because you need that consistency week
right.
after week after week. If you yeah. get into a dessert or a drink or, you know, some other sausage ancillary, something like that, you can be a lot more creative with those things.
Right. I can definitely see that.
The other thing is the backyard guys who are, a lot of these are just as good, if not better, than some of the masters, but it gives them a chance to compete against the big boys for
right.
the same thing. And
gotcha.
I tell you what, bragging rights, sitting around the fire pit drinking a beer is a big deal.
No, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
No question about yeah. that part. I don't know.
So how did you guys get involved with not only Minnesota and Maine? I mean, obviously you had to get involved with barbecuing to become a part of the board and the directors. And how did that go?
So I'll go all, first because my story is a lot shorter than that. Okay. So I started out like so many others, backyard
sure.
cooking since I was, you know, a kid, and just really enjoy the cook with fire and getting your hands dirty and that sort of thing. Got to a point where I wanted a little bit more than talking to myself in the backyard. So I started, my first competition was Minnesota in May in 2019. So this is my, what? Fifth, sixth year out cooking, actively okay. competing. 2001, I joined the board, got elected in there, did the treasury for the Minnesota Barbecue Society, and just passed that off to a new treasurer in January.
Okay. So, what's your competition team's name then?
Good Grief Barbecue.
Good Grief.
So like it's a play with my last name. Okay. My last name's Griefy.
Oh.
That's where I got the G.
Always, well, and so many do. But growing up, unless you knew our family, everybody calls us Grief.
Okay.
So it just, I'm going to put it out there, a little play on the Charlie yeah. Brown stuff.
I would say, do you guys wear Charlie Brown shirts?
Not yet, but.
That would be the ultimate then, yeah.
Okay, that's very cool. And so when did you start doing the competition? Was first one ever was just 2019
First one ever was in 2019.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, which I guess that already is 5 years ago, which is hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. It
yeah.
goes fast.
Yeah.
And we haven't done a ton, but each year we've done between 10 and 13.
Oh, wow. So you just counts. Dove right into it, though.
Yeah, we dove head first.
That's a ton. I'd say that's a ton.
Yeah. The bug stuck.
Yeah.
And here we are.
So, how many people are on your team?
It started out, it was my wife and daughter and I. So it was the three. As time goes on, daughter gets older. She's a senior in high school, has a job, has a
you
life
get
of her
heard
own.
Of a barbecue show.
So it's me now.
Yeah.
Oh, long story short.
Come on, we were all waiting for that. I recruited so-and-so.
Yeah, I recruited
and
my
he
buddy.
Brought in this no. guy. And then, no, it's just me.
It's me.
Good grief. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's fantastic. So do you stay fairly local? How far do you travel?
No, we do a lot in Iowa,
okay.
Wisconsin, Minnesota. We've done cooks in Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Last year I went down with the team and we cooked the Royal
Very
in Kansas
awesome.
City.
Nice.
We've cooked a couple other comps in Missouri.
Are you doing, what level are you doing when you're in those
I
comps?
Moved up to Masters 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I started out in the backyard and... Mm-hmm. Just I really enjoy the challenge it brings to get those four meets and
oh, I'd be mad,
so yeah. I eventually just kind of
by yourself.
Yeah,
by yourself is a whole different world.
Yeah, it's
man.
A different That's, different game.
It is different. There's a lot of teams out there that are one person shows.
Yeah,
it can be done. It's you really got to pay attention to your timeline.
Your method
needs to be refined.
Yep, yeah. I for sure agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're just rolling in like Stunt and I.
Oh, my gosh. What about you,
what
John?
What do you think of this sauce? It's new.
It's a new sauce.
You
right.
must have went to a couple classes I've taught.
I started back in barbecue when I was home on the farm with my dad. My dad was a big barbecue cook, and we did a lot of slaughtering. And my uncle owned a meat market, and so we uh-huh. kind of just did it through all of that. I've been involved in barbecue since competitive-wise.
I want to say when the society actually had a break-in, let me kind of back up. The society originally started back, about 30 years ago, and then it had a little hiatus in there when the board fell apart and it all fell apart. And it restarted again in about 98, 99, right on there. And that's when I got involved in the competition side of it. And from there, I really got into a little bit of cooking, and my whole goal was a little different than Craig's. My team was me and my partner, and our whole thing was never to be last. Right. So we have never been last. We've been doggone close to last, but we've never been last.
Yeah, right.
And I really never got into all of the competitive side of it. I got into more of the administrative side, and that's how I got involved into the board, because they needed somebody to take over things. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, and I was the president for 12 years. And,
Wow.
Yeah, because nobody wanted the job.
That's how it works.
And so anyway, we were able to re-flourish the society from basically flames and barely staying alive to having a real solid organization right now. We're financially solid. We're turning out some good products. We do stuff with the University of Minnesota. We're in a partnership. We hold an annual spring training class. This year, it got canceled because of we were going to do whole hog and we couldn't get enough people where it made sense for the university and us to put it on. But we put on a spring training course that really focuses on up until this year, backyard, how to get into grilling, what you needed to do. Here's mm-hmm. what different grills do. Here's what different cuts of meat and different things along that line. The other thing we do is we host an annual banquet where we have all the competitors and everybody come in. And the Minnesota Barbecue Society hands out Team of the Year, Judge of the Year, and all of that at the annual banquet. That's also the annual meeting for the Barbecue Society. When I started in the Barbecue Society, we were 12 people. Today, we're about 250 strong.
Wow.
Nice, nice.
And so we're not growing by leaps and bounds, but we get one, two a month, and it's starting to grow. And we're hoping to do more, reach out and do more things. We partner a lot with the Minnesota Beef Council, the Pork Board, and Pam's mm-hmm. been up here several times with mm-hmm. you guys. And we have partnered with... presently, we're trying to work with the St. Peter Culinary Arts here at school to try to get a nice. Competition team for the high schools.
Oh, that's
because
fun.
They're starting. And so we're going through that process right now to work on that.
There's something there, too, because, I mean, right. I was blown away when I found out they have fishing competitions for high schoolers now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, I don't think they had them when we were younger, when they had clay shooting competition yeah. teams. Well, man, goodness, if the next step is having high school barbecue competition teams, I'm all on board. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Well, and there's several of them throughout the country, and so Minnesota is not represented yet, but we will get it taken mm-hmm. care of, and that's one of my main goals is to get a high school barbecue team going.
That's great, and, I mean, it's nice to see some of that, I hate the word diversity, but to see, you know, it's not just basketball, football, you know, and wrestling anymore. They have so many options.
We're teaching them life skills.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got to eat, so they got to learn how to cook and how to do it safely, and, I mean, that's the things that we're looking at.
If you're on the trap team and the fishing team and the barbecue team, you're set for life.
Yeah. You're spending a lot of money.
Throw in a finance class.
No, because finance classes will tell them that you can't afford to fish and hunt and barbecue all the time.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Which gets me into what I do. We do catering now.
I was saying your barbecue team name now is Hazmat, right?
Hazmat Barbecue. And how that came about is I was in the fleet industry for many years and worked a lot with the hazardous material transports across the state and across the country and stuff. And I enjoyed trying to cook. And so I cooked up some stuff for these guys, and they said, this is lethal. This is deadly. This is, and so, you know, your team name should be Hazmat. And so it stuck.
It just sticks.
And if you look at the Hazmat logo that are on vehicles and stuff, mm-hmm. is our logo.
I see
except
that.
Except for we put a cow, pig, and chicken.
Yeah, I know. The logo looks really fun. I have to share that on our Facebook page as well.
So, you just need a fire extinguisher in there.
No, we got the barrel down there.
Oh, the barrel.
That's where we put all the hazardous stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's the barrel.
You guys cook on barrels? That's a great segue, actually. What do you guys cook on?
I never have cooked on a barrel.
Okay.
Do I want to? Yes. I cook on CTOs. I cook on...
When you say CTO, what do you mean?
It's an old hickory, and it's a multi-fuel. It'll do, you can run gas, you can run solid wood in that, or you can run it with like charcoal or just wood or whatever into it. It's a commercially grade smoker that we have to use for our catering business.
Okay. Gotcha.
We also have Eddie pellet grills. We have some green eggs. We have some just flat tops, and we've got more smokers and grills than you can shake a stick at.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Myself, I have 8 in my place, and he's working on his collection still.
I think 5.
I think I got a dozen or 13.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not public knowledge at my house.
How many you have? I had one I brought home. I had it here at work hiding out for a little while because I got it from a buddy. And I brought it home and left it in the garage. And then about 3 weeks went by, and all of a sudden I got cornered. What is in the garage? Where'd that come from? When did you buy that? And it's like, that's been there for like 3 weeks. It's obviously part of the family now. I'm not sure what the issue is.
Come on, yeah. What are you talking about?
And so I always joke about I have G hobbies, and G hobbies are expensive. And that's, you know, golf, guitars, guns, grills, girls. My wife comes out of my office and counts guitars. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, just making sure.
So funny.
That's how it all works out.
Well,
for sure.
Going back to the whole Minnesota in May thing, barbecue competition. So the competition part that it's not really open to the public is Saturday.
Correct.
And this is all at the Nicollet County Fairgrounds.
Well, and there's a yes and a no to that.
Okay.
And I'm going to alter Craig's number. We will have 100 professional adult competition teams, but we'll also have Kids Cue. We're cooking from the age of 7 all the way up to 17.
Nice.
And that right now, I believe we're at 8 or 10. I don't know the exact number of teams. And they're all sponsored by Jim Compart, who's from the area here. It's Compart Kids Q. So we will be about 120 teams totally when we're done.
Oh, okay. That's really cool.
And then on Friday night.
That's where I was headed next. Go ahead.
No, Friday night is not only open to the public for beer in the food truck, we'll have a competition. We have what they call a one meet, where the Backyard and the Master Series will compete against each other cooking ribs.
Okay.
And we will also do turkey smoke, sponsored by Hormel and Jennie-O, who are giving turkey breasts to the first 50 teams that are cooking there. They will get a breast, and they will compete for a separate prize similar to what the Soy is during that. And that'll be on Friday night. So it'll actually get to see how the competition is. And when they're out visiting with the teams, they'll have a chance to talk and understand what goes into it. Because it's similar to what you cook in the backyard, but a little more in depth.
Right. Yeah, it's really cool.
And those competitions on Friday night are open if the public would like to sign up for them. They can register to compete in those competitions on our website.
Just the one meat competition?
The one meat ribs, the turkey smoke.
Okay.
If their kids would like to grill, their kids can sign up.
And if the kids sign up and they say, well, we don't have a grill, we don't have this, we will help them get everything for them to do.
That's cool.
That's great. Yeah. That is good. Because, yeah, you know, that's the future of the product, you know?
It absolutely is. I mean, it's fun to find kids. We got a buddy who does cooking, and his daughter did, I think it was at Steel, and Smoking and Steel.
Sure. Yep.
And she did steak competitions or whatever, and that she loved doing that. And so it's always cool to hear him talk about how she took it and she ran with it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool to hear how people are getting excited about it and get involved.
The rules onto it are, for the younger kids, they can't do the fire. And they can't use the knives, but anybody over the age of 8 do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have some safety people there to make sure that they don't get burned or if they need a help flipping or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But we keep mom and dad out of it, so the kids are actually really cooking it.
Wow, that's cool. Great. Yeah.
That's really cool.
And I'm sorry.
No,
I would like to add that the Kids Q and Turkey Smoke are free. We just need them to register so we know they're coming and can prepare for that. There is a fee to register for the one meat rib contest.
Okay.
So
what's the website?
It's MinnesotaBarbecueSociety.com. MNBBQSociety.com.
And I'll have this up on our Facebook page too, so you can always check that on the Barbecue Show Facebook page. But Friday night, May 10th, beer. There'll be food for sale from food trucks.
Yep.
Also going to have a raffle going on.
There will be a raffle.
A band.
As well as some live music. Mark Starry's coming down from the cities to provide us with some live music.
Okay.
Going to put together our version of a little poker run. So people can, there's really no end to it. The purpose of it is to get out and meet some of the barbecue teams. Teams. It's a reason to go meet some
when
of the
you
teams.
When you get a competition and meet, especially professional teams, what their rigs look like, what they're cooking on, it is really cool to see just what they have and just like, you maybe can give you a little bit of a dream, like, oh, man, I could have that in my backyard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to move. It just can just sit there.
Yeah, it
just
sits there. It's fine. Well,
there's the big boys that come in with the really fancy rigs, but you're also going to see somebody driving up in a car and unloading a Weber kettle. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You don't need all this expensive stuff. You just need to know how to make poor cuts of meat taste good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, and I can't wait. And the best part is it comes back to what we always talk about, which is experiment and have fun.
Now go fire that thing up.